other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I get chills when I read this legislation. I get chills from the AP and Los Angeles Times and Washington Post, all announced like it's a good idea. Oh, private banks will now rule America and be able to take over your gas station, your hot dog stand, your factory. They will rule everything. And it's mainstream news. It's worse than I had always thought from their own documents. It's not just going to be a Bank of the World that sets world currency rates and sets interest rates and sets tax rates worldwide, but it's going to shut down and take over and seize whatever businesses it wants. Obama regulatory reform plan officially establishes banking dictatorship in the United States. Key story at prisonplanet.com. And the way they work is they bankrupt the economy by design. They say, give us the banker takeover. They steal $14.8 trillion in 7 months, $5 trillion more than the entire GDP in a year. Online to double the GDP next October. So from October to October, double the GDP given to the banks that we then pay interest on. We give them the money, and then we have to pay interest on it to the offshore banks. And they got away with that, so why not go ahead and announce, okay, private banks will now rule the United States, and the Federal Reserve governorship buildings with the Army guarding them. This is on the news. The Army now works for them. This is in the news. They're saying all protest is terrorism, official news. All protest is terrorism, period. Just total tyranny. And it says the executive powers are now to be given to the Fed, and that Congress, the courts have no authority, no nothing. And Congress is going to vote away this authority. And with a treaty, is what it is, with the private Federal Reserve governors. I mean, this is incredible. I knew this was coming later, and that through the national security states they've set up, the offshore banks, the corporate takeover, would then administer the governments, but with some illusion still of a ceremonial Congress. This removes it completely. And the other big issue here is that this isn't making a big splash. They're just reporting, yeah, private banks, in the words of the LA Times, the government, in conjunction with the private Federal Reserve, would effectively have the clout to simply seize and take over any company it desires. And it's got UT professors in here admitting it's a total takeover. The sweeping overhaul of the financial system, detailed by Geithner on behalf of the Obama administration, does not overhaul the system at all, writes Prinus, giving the Fed a bigger role, creating a council of regulators to oversee the existing oversight bodies, and allowing the biggest Wall Street players to maintain their status leaves the system intact. Well, it does more than that. The Federal Reserve is not a fully public entity. This is a professor whitewashing. It has amassed a set of $7.87 trillion worth of facilities, it's a lot more than that, and other entities through which it has lavished cheap loans in return for questionable collateral from the banking system, which it's just the consortium or holding company of the private banks. So to say it's regulating them is a joke. It has kept the true nature of these transactions a secret despite numerous FOIA requests, and it has actively promoted the creation of bigger institutions in a chaotic environment rather than putting the brakes on the creation of these giants, concludes. Proof of the agenda of implementing overt financial dictatorship is being carefully coordinated can be seen in the fact that an almost identical scheme is also being set up in the United Kingdom, where, quote, the governor of the Bank of England has called for greater powers to allow it to fulfill its new role of promoting financial stability, according to BBC, over industries and companies. Just as the U.S., King, the head of the Bank of England, is calling for a traditional independent regulatory bodies to be all but abolished and replaced by the Bank of England itself, which, just like the Federal Reserve, is a private outfit with no accountability to the government whatsoever. And it just goes on and on. The article is devastating, by Paul Watson, all footnoted. We need your help getting this out to everybody. This is the end of our form of government, officially, if this passes, and officially under banker offshore corporate dictatorship.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finish up with if they win, if they succeed, the next phases. Because I keep telling you the next few phases, and now we've reached those next phases. So now we need to discuss what's coming after that. Then we'll continue at 1-800-259-9231 to take your phone calls. But this article right here, zoom in on this for me, guys. I am asking the listeners to please get this article and get this out to everybody, because this is officially a private financial dictatorship that is taking over our country and taking over the world. We're going to talk about this with Gary Franchi next hour in studio, and also take your calls on that as well. But I'm asking you, I mean, for some reason, Ron Paul's admitting it's setting up a dictatorship of the bankers. Other people are pointing out it gives them absolute dictatorial power, but nobody is, I think, putting all the pieces together of what this means. In the interest of time, I'm not going to read the rest of the article. There's pages and pages left here with the things they're doing. I mean, these bastards have completely bankrupted our society by design. Now, the most important facet to all of this is if we're unable to defeat the bankers doing their overhaul, which gives them total government power through the national security grid. And notice they just put up on the screen Gerald Celente on Russia Today. By the way, we're interviewing him again for the new Obama film. And there he is saying, Wall Street is Washington and Washington is Wall Street. And there's all these top Democrats coming out and going, yes, banks completely run us. And they're offshore banks. In fact, if I have time later, that's only a six-minute clip. I might play some of that here live at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is just so incredible that I am actually dumbfounded. It's so over the top. And then we're the weirdos for not wanting offshore banks openly running all corporations, all companies. If you make contributions to the political parties, they let you keep your dealership open because the government runs it for political favors and they take over $10 billion off the stimulus money and give it to neighborhood groups. And the New York Times reports, oh, the money's being spent to train Boy Scouts to do fugitive apprehension and gun confiscation and take on disgruntled vets for Homeland Security. And it shows them with machine guns practicing. And then yesterday, oh, the Green Corps is made up of criminals who've set their life straight now to go out and do audits of people's homes. I mean, and oh, 13 million Obama supporters are going door to door asking people to support the healthcare takeover. This is a complete and total raping of society. And where does it go from here? Well, the establishment is going to follow the same methodology. And they're going to continue to do this over and over and over again. They are going to create the crisis, say their solution is to give them more power and control. Crisis gets worse. Say, do what we say or things are going to get worse. When they wanted the banker bailout in October, people wouldn't do it. They said there'll be a huge depression, basically the end of the world, the end of America, if this doesn't happen. And then things got worse when we did what they wanted. And the corruption intensified. And they said it's secret where the trillions went. We're not going to tell you. But then the banks themselves brag and say, we're getting billion-dollar bonuses. We're buying up the infrastructure. We're using federal regulators to force smaller banks and insurance companies to sell to us, and we're buying them up with the bailout money. It's a vertical integration, a consolidation. And now they're saying, oh, we got to have regulation, a change of things, a remake, a upgrade, as if it's a good thing, an overhaul of the banking system. And what is that? Total dictatorial power through the national security state for Wall Street that set up the CIA and the National Security Act of 47 and this whole system. They're now just fully with the environmental regulations and with the corporate regulations and government regulations taking over the whole society and building up the massive paramilitary forces and NORTHCOM openly announcing and preparing to engage the American people to carry this out. Now, that said, they will probably pass this. Things will further be bankrupted. Society will break down. There will unemployment will be at 25-30%. It's already really at 20%, according to all the economists we have on. The government's Cook numbers are over 10%. And then, so the only pillar left will be the corrupt government, funded by fiat currency and credit, owned by the private bankers, paid for with our tax money. And again, we pay interest to give them the money. We give them the money, then pay interest. We're paying to be slaves. It's a new form of slavery, where you don't just not get paid as a slave, but you pay to be a slave. You understand? A new level. And the bankers are worshipped by the media of their own, and everybody says that they basically created the planet and that we got to pay taxes to breathe, as the New York Times said. In fact, Google a tax on breathing. I want to show people that New York Times headline. Where they say it's good, though. They say, yes, this is the carbon tax. Will be a tax on respiration. A tax to breathe or a tax on breathing was the headline. And they're going to use that to regulate, shut down the farms and ranches, fund huge bureaucrat armies with the unlimited cash they print, to harass your businesses, your factories, huge carbon taxes on you, not on China, India, Mexico, and hundreds of other countries. So that'll further drive industry and jobs out. Then all that's left is big mega agribusiness, and the big corporations will still own the factories and the companies, but they'll get government contracts to finance it. And so you will go to work. You will swipe a national ID card, real ID, to have your job. The illegals will be exempt and will all be legalized under the guest worker program. You'll be arrested for letting somebody mow your lawn for barter. Cash is going to be phased out. Even if you pay with cash, it's going to have chips in it. They've now announced this. And then you'll thumbprint to buy and sell. There's going to be a graduated sales tax globally and a carbon tax or group of carbon taxes on that. They're already passing those. So every facet of your life is going to be micromanaged and controlled. And all the major university grants and the tuition that's paid and the scholarships, already the majority scholarships, are law enforcement, data mining, homeland security, infrastructure protection, law enforcement. ITT Technical doesn't teach computer programming. They're now ITT law enforcement or security guards, and they're going to have law enforcement power. And so the entire economy is being shifted from a free market economy into a command and control of these private banks that own the private prisons, own the private security firms, own the private security firms that administer the municipal police departments and county sheriff's departments, now being federalized and taken over by the states, who then hand it over to federal control. And so you won't have a chance to be outside the system, because the only jobs available will be government or government-related. And the very architecture of the job that are out there will be spying on your neighbors, tattletaling, controlling people, going after resistors, micromanaging and squeezing all the farms and ranches through animal ID and premises ID. Yeah, punch up that article. Taxing us for breathing, real clear politics. Click on it and go to the original article, please. We have it archived there, but let's see if it's the blue link where it says real clear politics. And you can see it there. And then that article, if I remember, reports on the New York Times. Yes, it says, last week the New York Times published an extraordinary editorial explaining that right now everyone is using an atmosphere like a municipal dump, depositing carbon dioxide free. The Times editor suggested that the government start charging for the privilege by imposing a carbon tax or a tax on breathing. Yeah, click on the New York Times link. There you have it. So there is the control grid that we're discussing and breaking down here. And so you won't have a choice. You'll have to join the police academy or the federal academy. You will have to go into their grids. You will have to follow what they're saying, because the whole society's designed. There'll only be credit. There'll only be loans given to the bankers out of fiat nothingness, backed up with your tax money, to select industries they want. And they say they're doing this because of robotics and automation. Everybody's going to have cars and Xboxes and entertainment, but you're going to be in compact cities and highly controlled. They want to phase all that out and give you jobs in surveilling and controlling people so they can get their pure dictatorship, their scientific dictatorship, in control to then carry out the forced eugenics and forced exterminations. And because the ratio will be 10% of the public at least being cops alone, heavily armed, licensed to kill at the drop of a hat for talking back, and then another 40-50%, they're saying, will be bureaucracy and surveillance. They're talking well over half being government, and then the rest will be corporations servicing government. And only if you're an insider, only if you've got special connections, will you be able to own a farm, a ranch, a business. And then in successive waves, they're going to take those over as well, and then only give you a small percentage of your original business profits, and then phase it out completely. Corruption will run rampant like it did in the Soviet Union, Maoist China, and Nazi Germany, Soviet Germany and Eastern Germany. Locals will kill you, imprison you for your property or business. Right now, you already have to make payoffs to keep your dealership or business to the environmental criminals. All children will be raised in government-controlled dormitories. You'll be allowed to see them on the weekends if your children don't report you. It's going to be fun for the kids. They're going to get bonuses and drugs and things when they say you yell at them. Then you'll have total parental rights terminated, just hellish control over everything, and you will all be injected with the cancer viruses. Increased sodium fluoride in the water supply. Most people will be sterile. Already 85% are. This is the new system. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
There's Gary Franchi's head in here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, there's so many FEMA camps. They're going around the country looking for FEMA camps. And I said, well, you know, there's one right up by Taylor on record, a famous one where they hold illegal aliens and deport them. But it has dual use in its charter for U.S. citizens during civil emergency. it's listed in mainstream newspapers for U.S. citizens as well. And you can go videotape kids at recess behind barbed wire swinging on the swings. So I think they're going to go up there. And later they're going to go visit one of the shopping malls. They've publicly turned into a FEMA local center. And then they're going to have big regional camps that have all these little federal spoke camps for aid. And you're not against FEMA. They're giving out food. You're not against Northcom outrunning checkpoints for drunk drivers and helping at car wrecks. See, it all has PR purposes, winning the hearts and minds of the occupied slave mass. So they come in and shut off the resources. And even the troops handing out bags of food think they're helping, not knowing their banker masters are going to shut the food off. By the way, everybody's freaking out over this Blackjack comic book that was in the London Telegraph, where the government stages nuke attacks and brings in martial law. And now the London Telegraph's been putting out blurbs about real FEMA drills that they're doing with the Pentagon and foreign governments. It's on Homeland Security's website and Northcom to take over the U.S. And so they have a comic book simultaneously that has these codes that everybody's breaking, and it even tells you how to break the codes. It's like comic book stuff to promote the launch of a new Jericho comic book. And then it simultaneously lists real FEMA martial law takeover drills going on now this week. And so now when we talk about the real FEMA drills, they'll go, oh, that was that comic book. This is all a psyop. This is why they do this. Psychiatrists run these operations. And I've read different documents on why they do it, but they believe it's revelation of the method. It confuses reality with unreality. It's like, oh, you said the government flew a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center and used drills to make NORAD stand down. That was on X-Files 6 months before 9/11. You got it from that. We're like, yeah, exactly. But there really were drills on 9/11 to make NORAD stand down. It was just like the TV program. And they go, no, it was a TV show. So massive programming going on there. We're going to have a report for you at PrisonPlanet.com coming up later on that subject as well. So definitely stay with us for that. Again, in the real world, not a comic book, not a joke, is this. Zoom in on that for me again, please. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is absolutely vital for everybody to look at, everybody to understand. Obama Regulatory Reform Plan officially established was banking dictatorship in the United States. And I'm going to go over this with Gary Franchi coming up in the next hour. And for those of you holding Robert, Dave, Jared, Dave, Dominique, and others, we're going to break it down. But when I was ranting and raving last segment about how your kids are going to live in dormitories, that's in the government documents. That's in the textbooks we posted and linked to at Infowars.com, where they say the family is animalistic and ancient and belongs to the age of barbarism and has got to be outlawed. And they admit now the CIA set up Miss Magazine to break up the family, so both the husband and wife have got to work for the bankers and pay taxes, so the state raises the kids. And now the economy gets worse and worse, and right on time the government says, oh, we'll keep your babies from birth in Head Start government programs and inoculate them and drug them and take care of them. And we'll keep your kids after school until 7, 8, 9, 10 at night so you can have a chance after work to go have fun at the bar. The media even says, go have fun at the bar. Go enjoy yourself. Watch your TV shows. We'll keep your kids. And the parents go, well, don't mind if I do. China, the poor families have their kids live in dormitories and then work in fireworks factories and other factories 5-6 hours a day and then go to government training and the rest of the day learning how to worship the state, learning how to turn in their parents. And then as this gets worse and worse, and the kids are already showing up in red and black uniforms, these city year groups run by David Gergen, who gets all this money from the feds to do it, under swearing allegiance to Obama, hiring felons and criminals to join it. This is in the New York Times, but they're reporting it like it's good. Then the kids come home with these tickets. They write mock tickets to their parents. You took a hot bath. That's a green crime. And then they give a copy to the parents and then take it. This is in the New York Times. And the parents are, oh, I'm so glad my daughter's reporting me. So see, it's for this. Oh, it's for the earth. Yes, there's spies, but oh, and the you know, by the time you're 12, you get a uniform, and then they show up in black boots and sit back and start bossing their parents around. The parents are now scared of the kids, and the kids are just on power trips, loving the state, and the Boy Scouts are training with machine guns to take on the, quote, veterans and gun owners, and the Homeland Security documents say the veterans and the gun owners are the number one threat. Now the official Army training manual, public, not even classified, says all protest is terrorism and illegal. I mean, they are just really coming out in the open. We have a criminal, rogue government, period. We'll tell you about them trying to kidnap your kids coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, for the rest of the hour, we're going to be talking to Joanna Scott and Jerry Lynn Ward, both activists. I believe they're both lawyers, down at the press conference last week fighting the Senate bill 1440. They have similar bills around the country to kidnap people's children without a warrant, without a court order, without a judge's order, just to come grab them for any reason if they want to. Because they got in trouble kidnapping those 400-plus kids from those Mormons. It turned out it was all made-up lies, and the Supreme Court said they did wrong. So they just said, you know what? We'll just pass a law saying there's no more Fourth Amendment in Texas. And, of course, you can say, well, they got to do this to keep kids safe. Depending on which federal numbers you look at, 5 to 7 times more likely for CPS to abuse children than any other group. I mean, this is a very dangerous crew of people. So we'll talk to those folks coming up here in just one moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible today and sponsors I believe in. When you're on InfoWars.com, look for Max the Little Orange Gorilla. And Max the Little Orange Gorilla is a banner that will lead you to HomeGain.com. That's their Mascot, HOMEGAIN.com. And it's a free site, been around for more than 10 years. You enter in your street address or address of a house you're looking at. It will tell you internally what the realtors are seeing, what the market really thinks your house is worth or what the house you're looking at is worth. An invaluable tool, a bunch of other free tools like the home sale maximizer. You enter into that, some of the more less expensive upgrades you could do to a house or repairs that will increase the resale value the greatest. I mean, basically, this gives you all the insider tricks that the realtors know that they don't tell you when you're buying or selling a house. So homegain.com, be sure and check that out. Also, mysolarbackup.com. This is a great little solar power unit. It's got 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. And so with the depression, with the talk of war, with the government wanting to restrict how much power you can have, I'm willing to jack up prices. It's just great to start getting off the grid, and these are great little solar power generators that will help you start in that direction. MySolarBackup.com. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. And in closing, while we're talking about what supports the show and makes it all possible, I'm slashing the price of Endgame to $9.95 because this film is so important, 2 hours, 40 minutes long, the globalist master plan, the architecture of the New World Order, how they operate. It is slashed in price. And if you get MAFA 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America, I guess that's Zulu for murder or genocide. And this is this uses some of the work of Endgame, but to document just how the eugenicists are using the family courts. The family courts were set up in the U.S. to sterilize blacks, kill blacks, euthanize black babies. And that's also covered in Endgame, but only like 5 minutes of Endgame gets into that. I cover the whole spectrum of the CPS courts are illegitimate. They don't have due process because they were set up as race hygiene courts. Then Hitler picked them up from the U.S. and England. So we hope you get that, because Endgame's only $9.95 when you get it with this new eugenics film, and also Life on the Edge of a Bubble, documenting what the bankers are doing, how they're running all this. Okay, I apologize to Jerry Lynn Ward and Joanna Scott, because our power went out last week, and we had battery backup, but we weren't sure we'd be able to stay up, and sure enough, the batteries ran out in 20 minutes, so it was a good thing when we went to rebroadcast, because we couldn't have the show disrupted. But they're here now, covering SB 1440. And Jerry Lynn Ward, introduce yourself briefly, and then we'll get Joanna Scott to introduce herself, and then let's break down what this bill does.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I'm an attorney here in Austin, Texas, and I got involved in this because a year ago I became so outraged about CPS taking those 400-some FLDS kids, and I decided to volunteer to help one of the dads fight CPS. And I entered a world that I didn't even know existed before that time. And I'm as horrified as you at these CPS courts and at the whole system. I've practiced law for 29 years, and I did civil trial in other areas, and they think that they don't have to follow the rules of due process in these courts and with regard to CPS. It's just horrifying.
Well, 34 states by 1930 had passed the eugenics race laws. And I'm just telling you this because, see, you were in the real court system, and then you entered the constitutional system, then you entered the parallel universe of the family court, the health department, racial hygiene, and this is the Max Kaiser, Kaiser Wilhelm, not Max Kaiser, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. This is that whole system the Rockefellers funded for race hygiene. So that's why these courts don't operate with due process. But now they want to, I guess, remove the final link. So let's bring up Joanna Scott. Joanna, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am actually not an attorney. I am a parent advocate. I'm executive director for a 501c3 organization that I founded with my sister called Parent Guidance Center, and we exclusively advocate for these parents that are involved with the child protective system.
Boy, I bet you get flooded with the millions of kids they're snatching every year. Okay, let's
yes.
go back. Let's go back to Jerry Lynn Ward, and then we'll go back to Joanna. Jerry, for about 5 minutes, break down what you've seen in the courts, what this new bill does. It's on the governor's desk, how we defeat it. Then we'll get Joanna's take on it.
Well, what happened is that CPS got slapped down pretty good in the Supreme Court case and the Third Court of Appeals case and the FLDS case, but also in the Gary Gates case. And I believe that what this law is an attempt to get around the Gary Gates case. Now, they claim that the reason they introduced this bill was to affect what the court, Fifth Circuit said in the Gary Gates case, but in my opinion, they're not doing that. What they're trying to do is a halfway job that gives more power to CPS that does not give the full constitutional protections that the Fifth Circuit had in mind, and essentially just empower CPS to get into people's houses, especially people like homeschoolers or like who keep their kids at home, to whom CPS has no access at the government schools, but also like the FLDS who had that private school at the ranch. So what this is an attempt to get in there. They purport that it's like a search warrant, but they don't have the protections for the affidavits that would underlie this order in aid of investigation that they're trying to codify.
Absolutely. It's a fake search warrant, a fake order. They can also use it to steal people's children out of the school, the way I've read the bill. Then there's a whole other area of discussion of how this passed, how Kirk Watson tagged it on a bill that wasn't as bad. Kirk Watson, of course, a great fount of wickedness. I've known him of old as the former Austin mayor snatching people's property.
And Johanna can speak to that because she's the one that detected the problem and immediately reacted. And she's
let's go back to Johanna then. Scott here, tell us, you ferreted this out. You detected the skullduggery. Tell us about it.
Yes. Originally, it was Senate Bill 1064, which was just to access a child's medical or mental records during an investigation. We watched it. It didn't have any. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was just kind of a normal thing. Yeah, they kind of do this anyway. But they also had to leave to get those records. They had good cause shown, and the parents could have a hearing. And it was fine. I mean, it had due process. But
the problem is they always fill out fake reports anyways and lie. And like,
well,
you said, they're already ignoring the law.
Exactly.
They're just trying to retroactively get rid of the Bill of Rights because people are pointing out they're not following it. But go ahead.
But what they did, the original Senate hearing, is they did a committee substitute, which was nothing like the original, and it's what we see today. It was completely different, and all the players, they already knew that they had to have known that the substitute was coming because they were all ready, willing, and able to testify about it right then and there. We weren't at the hearing on the Senate side because, like I said, we didn't know about the committee substitute. We caught the committee substitute when it went to the House side, and that's where the, you know, skullduggery or whatever you want to call it began, because we did have testimony at the House hearing before Patrick Rose's subcommittee on human services, and our testimony has apparently disappeared. We are on the film as, you know, showing here's our cards being turned in, here's our written testimony. The hearing didn't happen that day. They didn't finish that hearing. They actually
regardless, he tagged this on without anybody knowing. It's now gone to the governor's desk. Are we getting anything out of Perry with the thousands of phone calls he's gotten and knowing it's going to be thrown out of court, but tens of thousands of kidnapped kids later?
We've heard crickets chirping so far.
Yeah, unfortunately, You have to remember this. This was something that certain people, including legislators, were told had to happen. The department was told. The department itself did not ask for this. The Department of Family Protective Services did not go, you know, their administrative people, the commissioner, go, oh, the Gary Gates decision is horrible. Oh, the FLDS should have never. They didn't go say, what can we do about this? This was a group, Text Protects out of Dallas, brought this bill.
Well, also, the way to go after Watson and people is they've had a lot of judges and people get in trouble for taking money from the foster parent lobbies and the child trafficking lobbies. It's what they are. They even have bounties. I've had a state senator from Georgia on where she listed how they say, we need a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. The family wants it. They're going to pay $400,000 for it through these adoption agencies. So if we can catch Watson or others, and we know this goes on, Judge Jean Mir, whoever, getting money from these groups, we need to go ahead and go to the grand jury and call for indictments, because this is done all over the country. And I'm saying play hardball with these people. But let's talk about the bill. I keep digressing. Jerry Lynn Ward, I believe you were just speaking. So you're saying it looks like Watson's going to, I'm not, excuse me, not Kirk Watson, looks like Governor Perry's going to sign this?
Well, we don't know. What I'm saying is that we don't. I know of no one, or no one's contacted me to say that they've heard anything with respect with what he's going to do with this bill, which is pretty amazing to me, because the groups that have come out against this bill are essentially his core constituency. So I don't know what he's doing with respect to this. I mean, like Johanna said, this is a special interest bill. And it was
now, this is being pushed by the foster parent consortium.
Actually, interestingly enough, we've gotten word there's a bunch of foster parents groups that are actually against this bill.
Well, I mean, by that I meant the big adoption combine.
Yes.
Well, also Scott McCown, you know, the former district judge who was the Robin Hood judge, he's probably one of the ones who wrote it. This was written by special interest groups who benefit from by feeding on the carcasses of destroyed families, who wrote this bill. And no parent advocate was given any input into this bill. So it's really a disgusting situation. I've heard that the Permanent Judicial Commission on Children, Youth, and Families supports this bill, and that's a piece of work in itself. What that is a commission where judges who hear these cases sit down with CPS and sit down with special interest groups that benefit from the destruction of these families and make policy.
That's right. They benefit because there's federal bounties, federal money to grab these kids. That's why they put 68% of them on drugs instantly, because then it's a special needs child, and these groups get even more money. So this is going to the governor's desk, and the way I read it then, you won't even be notified when they snatch your kid. I mean, they already do this a lot, and then tell them, you get to see mommy if you tell us mommy touched you or hurt you.
Yeah, they usually have to have an emergency situation when they go to the school, which they can right now, and that's what we're trying to tell people. If there's really a kid out there that's black and blue and bleeding, you can still take them at that moment without a hearing because you need to. This does not take that right away from the department in those cases. What this is a fishing expedition. This is, I wonder what's going on in that house. Do those people have perhaps guns, I wonder?
Let me tell you what already happened to my office. I mean, did you hear about the big case with the lady in Hayes County?
Yes.
And literally, they called the kids in. They would send them into the counselor. She was wearing shorts, saw a bruise down her leg, and they brought in the police, and they told her, don't tell your parents, made her take her pants off and look for more bruises. There weren't. And then they were going to go try to force their way into her house. Mm-hmm. But the issue is they literally have bounties. They have quotas, and it's just so monstrous. What type of stuff have you seen, Jerry Lynn Ward, and then, of course, also Joanna Scott, as you've been fighting this in Texas? I don't think the general public, till they get hit by these people, realizes just how serious this is.
Well, what I've seen has been based on research and getting to know some of the attorneys who fight this every day. And as Johanna said, one of the big problems is they're going to use this to force their way into people's houses, especially homeschoolers. And a lawyer who practices in this area much more extensively than I do told me of an instance where CPS went into a homeschooler's house where they actually have kids do chores instead of just go to the mall and sit on the couch watching TV. The 8-year-old daughter was washing dishes. The way that the CPS wrote the investigative report was that an 8-year-old child was playing with steak knives unsupervised.
No, absolutely. For those that don't know,
to your house.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I have the official manual they gave Janet here in our office for her daughter, and it says if you raise your voice, that is abuse. We're going to take them. There's no law saying that. There's not even a law against spanking. You just can't do serious bodily harm. So they're creating all over the country. I notice all the groups fighting CPS are the homeschooler groups because they're hunting these kids. They hate it. They're winning all the spelling bees and getting all the big awards and the scholarships. And the CPS handbooks behave as if these are cults. And they also call it slave labor to make your kids do chores. In fact, under the UN Charter of the Children, you're not supposed to be able to tell your kids to take the trash out.
Well, Alex, what they hate is that family traditionally and religiously has certain authority. They want to take away that authority. They hate that these Christian homeschooling families consider the sovereignty of God to be before the authority of the state. They want to destroy families. They want to bring every aspect of our lives under government control. And this is how they do it. These attorneys who work in this system, who are part of the advocacy for taking children away, do not believe that parents should have authority over their children. This is what this is about.
Yeah.
And this is going to destroy families. It's going to destroy our entire nation because families have always been the backbone of liberty.
Absolutely. I mean, have you seen the official textbooks that they have where it calls the family mentally ill and a disease?
I've read about that.
No, I mean, I have the textbooks. We scan them and put them up at PrisonPlanet.com. People never believe it, and they go look at it and can't. That's what's taught at UT for social workers is that, quote, families belong to the age of barbarism and must be eradicated. And most of these CPS workers, if they're not pedophiles, they were abused as children, so they think they're punishing mommy and daddy. They're very mentally ill.
I'm not kidding.
I have seen that myself.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is Joanna. Scott, you're saying you've seen that.
I have actually watched as a very good people get into this field, and within 6 months, they have turned into the most vile and hateful people, and I don't know what does it to them. I don't know if it's what's being asked of them. They either decide to do it or they quit. But I have watched it myself, the transformation of a caseworker that comes in as a very good, well-meaning person that's turned into a person that just destroys families. And it
well, I mean, they have the biggest, we'll stay there, they have the biggest turnover of any government job, 50% or more. And so all that gets left is just psychos.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow
grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long, Babylon system is the vampire.
Look, in the Roman Empire, the Aztec, Mayan empires, Babylonian, Qin dynasty in China, African dynasties in different regions, they would just come kidnap children and bring them to be re-educated and used as usually as a slave class. And they'd kill the adults. Now they just use excuses. Your kid's got a bruise on their leg. And the CPS workers get bounties for taking them, and they take them. And they got kangaroo courts to do it. And we're talking to lawyer Jerry Lynn Ward and Joanna Scott, who heads up an advocacy group fighting these criminals. And I know their history. I know they were founded by the eugenicists, so I understand the whole paradigm. And it's just very, very wicked. SB 1440, to where fishing expeditions, when they knock at your door, and you say, go get a warrant. You're not going to come in here just because, you know, my neighbor sees TV ads saying kids shouldn't be playing in the backyard. And usually it's folks go, those kids need to be in school. I'm calling. Because the public's a bunch of scum as well on average now. A lot of filth out there. And even in wealthy neighborhoods, they come and try to take people's kids now because they've run out of the poor kids. Plus, they get more money for the, you know, wealthier kids for some reason, and, you know, for the better-looking kids, I guess, in some cases. And it's just absolutely, I mean, you cannot make up stuff as bad as what reality is. It's so off the charts. Jerry Lynn Ward, Joanna Scott, other points need to be made about, it seems as if these federalized child kidnappers are really starting to get exposed. So their response is to try to pass a bunch of unconstitutional laws nationwide and go after kids even more. Like, oh, you don't want us taking your kids for no reason. Okay, well, get ready for this. So it seems the battle is really on now. Can you comment on that?
Well, I think that's exactly right. Whenever you try to trim the powers of a governmental agency, whereby impacting those who benefit from what that, you know, economically benefit from what that agency does, you're going to see all sorts of attempts to get around the court's decisions about how to trim their power. That's just the nature of government, and it's especially the nature of government where you've got other groups, like these groups that benefit from giving services to family or taking kids around, trying to push back.
Absolutely. How did you first get mad, Jerry? I mean, you first just, how did you first learn about this?
I first learned about it when they took those kids out in El Dorado, and I couldn't sleep for three nights. And so I started calling to find out how I could help, and it ended up that not many lawyers were volunteering to help the fathers. So I helped one of the fathers, and then I entered into bizarro world. The first hearing I went to was on the services plan, and I put on, or I cross-examined the caseworker who admitted in front of the judge that there was no evidence of abuse and neglect. I made a motion for them to dismiss the case, and they didn't do it. To me, that's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. That's where I met Jerry at that hearing.
That's right. No evidence, and they still take your kids. We only got 5 minutes left with you, ladies, but I'd like to invite you for a full hour to come to the South Austin offices we have, you know, whenever you can both get here to, you know, talk to the full audience. We also simulcast on TV. But how do we, number one, beat this current bill, and B, get involved with you guys and support what you're doing?
Well, to veto this bill, you have to call the governor's opinion line. That's number one, and that's 800-252-9600. And you can leave a message 24 hours a day.
If you want to talk to their switchboard and actually get a person, you can 512-463-2000. You can call your local representative and senator who may or may not really understand what they voted for because this was passed unanimously and say, hey, what are you doing to stop this thing that you probably didn't know was passed on?
All right, stay there. Back in 1 minute to start the final hour. Gary Franchi coming up, but I want to give those numbers out again, ladies, when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.